one to mention that you heard Samara playing earlier with Cello Fiori. Now, there is a group called Noble Hunter, and you'll get a chance to learn more about them during this hour. We'll talk about a concert they have coming up a little bit later in July, as well as some other music they have coming up. I need to get to know more about them myself, but first, you and I will get to hear from them first. This is Kevin Garrett of Noble Hunter.
One to say little phrases every day. I believed all of it and thought that love was in the air. Turns out it was everywhere. I just caught some of it. But we tried, yeah, we tried, and we tried to work it out. And the hurt from the work and trying never leveled out. I can always come on back for more, but I still have my doubts. So I think it's only better, girl, if we knew what we were all about, yeah. If hope could talk, you say then just back off from all of your love or whatever you thought it was. If peace could speak, you say rescue me. Trapped in a cage and there's no escape. And I might wake up in a sweat, dream of days when we first met. How's it feel, happiness? And silence used to work its charm when you try to get ahead, but now you're stuck wanting less. And if it rains every day from here on out, it might be worse. Though the pain I've endured from staying, baby, really hurts. I'm not certain of the future, but I know just how this works. And did we ever really love each other, girl? I really beg to differ. If hope could talk, you say to just back off from all of your love for whatever you thought it was. If peace could speak, you say rescue me. I'm trapped in a cage and there's no escape. Each other, girl, I really beg to differ. If hope could talk, you say to just back off from all of your love or whatever you thought it was. If peace could speak, you say rescue me. I'm trapped in a cage and there's no escape.
Kevin Garrett of Noble Hunter at the Saturday Light Brigade. What's the name of that and who wrote it?
That's a song called If Hope Could Talk. I wrote it, and then we put it together for the record.
That's nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I barely talked to you as you were setting up, with reason, because I wanted to save it for when we were actually on the radio. Tell me about yourself. I'm curious to get to know you.
Well, I'm a Pittsburgh native. I grew up in Point Breeze and then Allison Park, and went to school at NYU in New York, and that's where Noble Hunter met and formed. And we all studied music, and I was a singer-songwriter, just a solo artist in the city for a while, and then one by one met all the guys and tracked a record, I guess a year and a half ago now. And then it'll be, we've been Noble Hunter for about a year, so.
And are you living in New York now?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn now.
And that's your CD was recorded there, I noticed.
Yeah.
Which is self-titled, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to high school locally?
I went to Hampton High School in the North Hills, Allison Park area.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, those, I don't know if you saw the two boys that were on before you. There was an accordion player and a guitarist. They're both Hampton High School.
Yeah, I was listening. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Great. Actually, the Cello Fury from earlier, the Pittsburgh Music Academy, that's where I started my music training, actually. So.
And there were a couple Hampton
kids
there,
mm-hmm.
too.
So, that's world.
So you went to NYU for voice or instrument?
Music technology, actually, so audio engineering and that kind of stuff. But I'm definitely more a music guy than a tech guy.
Yeah, well, that had to be a great place to explore and reach out. How was the adjustment when you went to New York at first?
Yeah. When I moved out to Allison Park with my family, it was, you know, more forested area and you know, a lot of space. And then coming to New York was definitely a big switch where you didn't have a square foot to yourself, and everyone has something to do and everyone's in a rush. But after a little while, you get used to it.
Yeah, and staying there, I think it is the kind of place, once you get a taste of it and get comfortable with it, you probably find it really difficult to leave.
Yes.
Yeah. What I'd suspect. And I know I love visiting New York a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I could make that adjustment or not, I'm not so sure. But it does take some adjusting to get out there. So tell me about the band. It's you and are there three other guys? I think?
Yeah, there's four of us. It's Alex is on bass and then John's on drums and then Alid is the fourth member. He's been playing with us recently, taking the place of Mike. And we did a little tour last summer and now we're trying to stay busy outside of the city. We play once or twice a month in New York, and then every couple weekends or so we get out to Pittsburgh or somewhere in the tri-state area and play out.
And were you playing last night or are you playing tonight?
I did a little solo thing last night, but the band was just here on June 8th or June 7th, pardon me, at the Thunderbird Cafe in Lawrenceville, and then next month we'll be at Center Harmony for the summer series.
Great. This is Kevin Garrett, who is with Noble Hunter. There's more I'm curious about asking him, but why don't we listen to another song first? What would you like to do next?
I'm going to play a song called, it's a new one, it's called Ask for More.
Ask for More, Kevin Garrett of Noble Hunter at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm going to post a link to their Facebook page, too, on our Facebook page,
so cool. You
can find your way to it.
Every now and then I can hear you hustling, but oh, lately it's felt faint on my hands. And now I do feel that you're far away from here. Did you up and buy your own patch of land? Is that where you took the air, it was all that I could bear. But I swore that I would stare and stay hush. and you've yet to return. Girl, my wick has slowly burned. Give it back because you owe me that much. Or was there no such hiding? Or was there no such hiding? Watch me ask for more. Just watch me ask for.
Kevin Garrett from the New York-based band Noble Hunter here in Pittsburgh, his hometown. You should know he's proudly wearing a Raise the Jolly Roger shirt.
Yeah,
I was just talking about that with my wife this morning. Uh-huh. Now, when you were in Pittsburgh, I suspect they were perennial losers for the most part, and it's kind of neat to see them doing so well right
now.
Yeah,
I'm a big sports fan and a big Pittsburgh sports fan, the past couple of years the Pirates have done well up to a point and then sort of, you know, didn't surprise us again, but now it's exciting again, and we'll see how they do.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx us, but it oh, my gosh. It would be pretty hard to fade right now. They really seem like they have it together.
Yeah,
and the Penguins did that for them.
Right.
I shouldn't say that.
No.
The Penguins gave it a good try. They had a tough year. So what's your do you write most of the songs for the band? It sounds like I'm sure they help with arrangements and such. But
yeah, so the way it works, I guess, is I write the songs. I write the music and I juggle a few different hats. I write for Noble Hunter, and then I'm working on some solo stuff, and then I write with other people and write for other people. And whenever I'm writing for Noble Hunter, it's the same thing. I finish a song, and then we take it to rehearsal, and we all sort of just input our own ideas, and then it just turns into whatever it ends up turning into. And
well, that's a challenge sometimes for, you know, four people to get their head around a particular song.
Yeah.
How do you navigate that?
I think I play team captain a little bit, and we all sort of – we've played together enough now. I know John and Alex and I have played together for a couple years. They used to play when it was – I was just performing as myself with me, so whenever we go into practice now, we sort of have an idea of what our sound is and what is appropriate for each tune. And I definitely come into it with a lot of production ideas, but at the end of rehearsal, it always turns into something all of us sort of created. So,
yeah, given your music technology side, I'm sure you hear a lot in your head in terms of either a score or a treatment of a particular song.
Yeah.
Most musicians, I think, do anyway, but something tells me you might hear certain things.
We've all played our respective instruments and just been involved in music for a long time. I think, like I said, I started with Pittsburgh Music Academy on violin, and my ear was sort of trained pretty early on. But after doing a whole record together and performing for such a long time, we definitely are aware of what belongs and what is just messing around. So I think we got a pretty good handle on it, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. A lot of times it's figuring out what doesn't belong that's mm-hmm. the hardest, I think. You mentioned writing for other folks. Are you putting songs in for film or TV or anything?
Yeah, I'm interested in pretty much anything that's related to making music. If, actually, Aled, our other guy, and myself, we just did a music for a trailer for a documentary about co-ops, and it's called To the Moon. And he's much more invested in film scoring than I am at this point, but I'm a little heavier on the songwriting side. So I work with some other artists. I'm working with this songwriter, Jeff LeBlanc, who is coming out with a new record soon. And something we wrote will be on that. It's the second time we've written together, and it's always a good time.
How does that work, Kevin? Will a songwriter approach you just through word of mouth, or are there singers that just are not that interested in writing that like your style and what you have to say? And there's probably no general answer, but
yeah, I don't know. I like to still think I'm a rookie at it, but in my experience thus far, people that I've played with, like I played with Jeff at a showcase a few years ago, and that's what sort of got us started. And then after a while, after playing in New York enough, word spreads faster than you think, and some people, some managers will start reaching out. And there's been different scenarios where, like with Jeff, we've written together, or some artist manager will reach out and say, hey, I need a song. And yeah, it's all different sides of the spectrum, I think.
Kevin Garrett from Noble Hunter is who you are hearing. And we'll talk more about Pittsburgh connections and such in a few seconds, as well as the new CD. I did just post a link to the band's Facebook page. You can also go to noblehuntermusic.com. What do you want to do next?
I'll play a song off the record called House in Santa Barbara.
Am I stuttering? Can you hear me clearly? 'Cause my head's been laced with some pipe dream cocaine. Had it sewn up close, and I told near no one, but they all got theirs. So I let you know, 'cause I'll do anything, yeah, I'll do anything right now for that house in Santa Barbara. Someone tell them please, 'cause I'll do anything right now for that house in Santa Barbara, for that house in Santa Barbara. Find my girl, and she'll have an accent from around the world, and I'll ask how did that happen, and she'll say I'm gold when nobody listens. Stay away from me, hope, had me wishing, 'cause I'll do anything, and I'll do anything right now for that house in Santa Barbara. Someone tell them please, 'cause I'll do anything right now for that house in Santa Barbara. For that house in Santa Barbara. I'll do anything, yeah, I'll do anything right now for that house in Santa Barbara, yeah. Someone tell them please, 'cause I'll do anything right now for that house in Santa Barbara, for that house in Santa Barbara.
Kevin Garrett at the Saturday Life Brigade. I almost said Kelly. I'll bet you probably get Kevin O'Connor and Kevin, all these variations, you know.
Yeah, I get Kevin Garnett, the basketball player, the most. Yeah. That's funny. I have a sister named Kelly, so that's funny.
Interesting. Is she still? I was going to ask you if you have much family back here still.
Yeah. I have most of my family around here, and then a few relatives throughout the country, mostly in the Northeast. But my sister Kelly just graduated high school, and she's going to be coming to New York with me. She's going to go to Pratt.
And wow, then, engineering or
I think more art and design.
Oh yeah, you can do that there too. You know, Pratt's a great school.
It is, yeah.
I'm sure your family's more not comfortable, but more you've blazed the trail for your sister.
Yeah, it's interesting because I have another sister too, and she's, well, I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to coerce her into becoming more interested in screenwriting and dramatic writing, because she's very creative in that way. But it'd be interesting for three art students to come out of the family of my parents are in engineering and medicine. So
yeah, I was gonna ask you what your parents do. So that's an interesting. In my case, I have two brothers. One is definitely an engineer type. Mm-hmm. The other one is a musician, and I'm kind of the average of those two, more or less.
Yeah.
But it's interesting when the acorn falls pretty far from the
right,
tree, like in your case. But you still must have some friends back here, too, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely. We all, after high school, like any other graduating class, we all went our separate ways to school. And there's a handful of us that will get back together whenever we all happen to be back at home. And we'll hang out or play some basketball or something. I don't watch a movie.
Yeah, Hampton's pretty tight that way.
Yeah, yeah.
The older you get, the harder it is to keep in touch with all those folks,
right,
and
right.
To make time for it too. Although Facebook helps, but
Facebook does help. Yeah,
you know, for those deep relationships.
Right. Yeah.
I guess you knew you wanted to
mess around with music technology probably early, right? Or were you thinking composing or music performance?
Yeah, I think my junior year of high school was when I made the confirmed decision for music tech. There was a while where I was maybe contemplating violin performance Berkeley in Boston has a couple programs that were very interesting and still are. They have a great songwriting program and a couple other things. But I was regrettably getting kind of burned out on violin because I'd been playing for 15 years, and I was concerned with the idea of practicing for 8 hours a day as a performance major. So
it's pretty intense.
Yeah. But I looked at NYU, and their tech program definitely blends music and engineering pretty well, and I didn't have to practice as much, and I got to write more music and do more songwriting and work on my chops for guitar and piano instead.
Now, somebody I know who actually a couple people who have gone to Duquesne for music technology tell me that you are going to have your musicianship, regardless of what you might think. You're going to work very hard on the music side of things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's unusual for Duquesne versus other schools. I know one person who actually transferred because he just did not expect that.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, it kicks your butt if you're not invested in music, if you just want to, engineer, because we still get music degrees with specializations in technology or composition. So I went through the whole core, all the theories and aural comps and keyboard harmonies and all that stuff and music history.
Yeah, I think, and this is not to sound disparaging at all, but if you're looking for something where you aren't going to get that, well, it's Full Sail, or it's an apprenticeship, or I think, or something different. It's not a music degree. One thing I've noticed in the last 3 or 4 years that's really maybe even a little bit longer is we have a lot of young musicians on high school, and we have people of all levels. But musicians we have on that are really amazing. I mean, award-winning musicians, Pittsburgh Concert Society designees, Youth Symphony Orchestra or state orchestra winners. Right. And I ask them about college plans, and it's very rare for me to hear a music performance degree. It used to be, I'd say maybe 10 years ago, of that caliber of musician, it may be 40%. Today, it's like 4%.
Yeah.
And you've been out of school for a while, but have you noticed that at all? Or part of me thinks it must be just how difficult it is to make money and how expensive it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I graduated about a month ago, and
I was thinking you were out a little longer.
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We all, three of us just graduated, and we're all out of school now, so it's focus time. But, I remember when I was in high school and I did the regional orchestras and the honors orchestras and all that stuff, and I was in some youth symphonies, and it's a lot of work. So I think when you're younger, you don't really see – You're not as interested because you're doing it every day, but whenever I got to NYU, the performance majors, everybody that goes to a performance program is beyond invested in their instruments. And if you're in high school and you have any doubts, you shouldn't do it, because the people that I know, even some PhD candidates, they have no social life or anything. They're practicing all the time and they're working, and it's hard because you finish school and it's music. You got to find a way to make ends meet. But
And you have to keep up. I mentioned my brother before, and I can remember, I'm not sure it's like this these days, but I can remember in his 20s and 30s, you know, a visit with David meant, you know, constantly having him finger a guitar like for 12 hours a day. You know, it's like, really? Is this what we need to do?
And
yep, that's what we need to do.
I think music school is the transition from being in high school or before college and playing music as a hobby and then going to music school and transitioning into doing it for a living and realizing what that takes and all the classes you take and all the work you put into it. When by the time you graduate, you only want to do it for a job and you want to make it work. So I think it's terrifying, but it's also very exciting to be out of school now and to...
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
But my suspicion is you learn a lot more about the business of music
Certainly.
In school. That almost, I would think, has to be required.
Yeah.
And, I wonder if some people, turn away from a music degree. They might have better information now than they ever used to because you really might be able to get, like, do you think you had a good, solid sense of what you were in for?
No, not at all. My music background, I thought I had that under control. But then when I started taking the tech classes, we took electronic engineering and all sorts of things that I didn't even think I'd be taking. I thought I was going to be recording right off the bat. But it's NYU's program is very fundamental. So we started from the ground up. And it was a surprising experience to jump into that.
I'll bet. I'm just sort of thinking about that. There's got to be something an ideal you're thinking about in your mind. You know, we're gonna learn about all sorts of microphones and mixers and cables, and before you know it, you're soldering something.
Right. Yeah. You're making them. Yeah. Instead of using them. But it definitely was very beneficial because now I that sort of kind of eliminates a middleman in some respects for certain scenarios. So, I value my education entirely. I think it was a good decision for me.
Well, yeah, it'll help you solve problems and figure stuff out. This is Kevin Garrett, who we're talking to, and he's with the band Noble Hunter. Their next Pittsburgh appearance is in July, and Kevin grew up in Pittsburgh, so is back here every now and then. The band's done pretty well, from what I can tell. You guys have managed to tour a bit, and I know your shows here have been well received.
Yeah, we do well in Pittsburgh. It's obviously our second home since I bring us back, but I bring us back probably once every month or so. But we released our record almost a year ago. Completely independently, and it got a pretty nice reception in early on, and then we toured a little bit, and we're back in writing mode, but we're still playing and staying busy. So
great. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. We've got time for I think two more.
Sure.
If what would you like to do next?
I'll do another new one. It's called Faith You Might.
This again is Kevin Garrett.
And wrapped in paper, it never faced her when her gift to hold on was all but gone in an instant. I could not blame her, I didn't stay enough to wish. One priest could not absolve me of my sins yet. Some time ago now, gave up my post I left behind, 'cause she wanted what she always thought it felt. And since I've come down from that old mountain I had climbed, that she's still searching for her good side. So stay low, swing your own old tight, 'cause it looks rough on the front tonight. Lost my way once or twice, but I won't sway in a fight. Do I pray? No, but I have faith you might. I've been asleep, but still I can see what it's become when she held it all against us in the long run. Maybe I'm focused on something other than some love I only ever thought of when I was young. So stay low, swing your own old tight, 'cause it looks rough on the front tonight. Lost my way once or twice, but I won't sway in a fight. Do I pray? No, but I have faith you might. And underneath my skin you exist. I cannot get rid of all of it. Up too late to shout, so I quit, and I don't care a bit. So stay low, swing your own old tight, 'cause it looks rough on the front tonight. Tonight, oh, lost my way once or twice, but I won't sway in a fight. Do I pray? No, but I have faith you might. Do I pray? No, but I have faith you might. Do I pray? No, but I have faith you might.
That's a nice song. How long ago did you write that?
Let's see. As soon as we put that record out, I was already writing more music, so I wrote that probably a year and a half ago.
Hmm. Yeah. Good, it's a good song. You can hear Noble Hunter, the full band, Kevin Garrett, and everybody at the Center of Harmony. And July 26th at 8 o'clock is when the show is. I put a link up to that, too, on our Facebook page. It's at 253 Mercer Street in Harmony, Pennsylvania, and it's great to have a venue there for you to listen to music. It's a Friday night, 8 o'clock on July 26th. It's been great to have you
here.
Thank you
so much for having me. Yeah.
And anything you want to say that maybe I didn't ask you or?
We're Noble Hunter, and we're from Brooklyn, but kind of Pittsburgh, I guess. Yeah, if you want to check us out, if you like what you hear, thanks, and thank you so much for having me.
That's great. Noble Hunter, look for them, and Kevin Garrett, leading, repping them today and doing so
yeah,
very
yeah,
well.
And,
yeah, I did. How cool. How'd you like to finish up?
I'm going to play a song. I grew up in Point Breeze on South Lexington Avenue, so I'm going to play a song off of our CD. It's called Lexington. It's about that street.
Sun stayed down for a little while longer. I'm not quite ready to feel your rays. And coffee grounds will be a little bit stronger. Just let me hide under this blanket today. Can't you feel the warmth inside? There's gotta be a link that's drifting on by. I know that it's not much, but it's what's on my mind. In Lexington, show me how you fall asleep, Lexington. Let it wash all over me. What once was surrounded by apostrophes. All I want, try to make it real for me. Whoa. In coldest winter, though I might be wrong, and this radiator leaves a constant din, and I still hear you trailing off in a fog, staring and laughing at each and every little thing. So won't you lay and rest your head in the room overlooking the street and the flower beds. For what they used to mean were memories, all that's left in Lexington. Show me how you fall asleep, Lexington. Let it wash all over me. What once was surrounded by apostrophes. And all I want, try to make it real for me. Whoa. In Lexington, show me how you fall asleep, Lexington. Let it wash all over me. What once was surrounded by apostrophes. All I want, try to make it real for me, Lexington. Show me how you fall asleep, Lexington. Let it wash all over me. What once was surrounded by apostrophes. And all I want, won't you try to make it real for me, Lexington. Show me how you fall asleep, Lexington. Show me how you fall asleep, Lexington. Show me how you fall asleep, Lexington. Show me how you fall asleep.
Thank you to Kevin Garrett. And hello, Kelly Garrett, his sister. Who's the other one?
Megan.
You guys Irish?
Yeah.
Kevin Kelly, yeah. Megan. Yeah. I thought so. I'm sure you've been asked that before. You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
And look for Noble Hunter coming up on Friday, July 26th. In Harmony, and take a look at the website, our Facebook page for more information, or theirs at noblehuntermusic.com. Thanks to you for being around today, too. Good to have your company, as always, and thanks to Cody Walters.